This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 1st. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB has launched an investigation to determine why a commercial jetliner and a Cessna 182 came within what the pilots estimated to be 300 feet of colliding with each other over San Francisco on Saturday. Bombardier reports testing of its C-Series aircraft's composite demonstrator wing is underway in Belfast. The U.S. Air Force says that a week ago today, an A-10 Thunderbolt II flew solely on a blend of biomass-derived fuel and conventional JP-8, calling it the first flight of its kind. Eurocopter Chile says it sold 7 helicopters to parapublic and private operators from Argentina and Chile during last week's FIDAI Air and Space Show in Santiago. Eurocopter Canada has announced that the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources will acquire 3 more EC-130B4 single-engine helicopters for forest fire management work and utility missions across Canada's second-largest province. The Services Division of Sikorsky's Helicopter Support Incorporated says it has won the FAA Diamond Certificate of Excellence Award for employers with 100% employee participation in an approved training program. Organizers of the new Wings Over Salina Air Museum in Kansas are asking for donations of memorabilia from the years when Smoky Hill Army Airfield or Schilling Air Force Base were operational. Pilatus Aircraft and PZL Swidnik SA of Poland are teaming up for the assembly of PC-12 fuselage and wing cells. And if you attend AirVenture Oshkosh this summer, you could wind up as EAA's new president. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, some of the biggest names in the airshow business talk about the future of the business. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.